And now to the device that is promising to change our lives and the way we interact with the written word. Apple's new iPad goes on sale this Saturday. It's already sold out. In a moment, we're going to give you an exclusive first look at it. But first, Becky Worley is here with more of the massive buzz surrounding the gadget.
Since the moment Steve Jobs announced its arrival,
we call it the iPad.
The iPad has been both a mystery and a media icon at the same time.
The iPad comes out on my actual birthday. It's like Steve Jobs and God got together to say, we love you, Phil.
Now we're just a few days from people actually getting to touch the new iPad instead of just reading about it.
I think it's probably going to be a game changer. People have been waiting for an Apple tablet.
Kind of somewhere in between an iPhone and a PC. And I think it's a great idea.
It's going to take the iPod to the next level.
Analysts say they expect up to 5 million iPads to fly off the shelves this year, despite the starting price of $499. Pre-orders have been brisk. Buyers now have to wait more than a week to get their iPads from the online store. But that's not keeping folks from making big iPad plans. Seton Hill University in Pennsylvania says they'll be outfitting every full-time student with an iPad come fall. If it's anything like the much-hyped iPhone, analysts say iPads might be in short supply in the early weeks. So students at Seton Hill better hope for a good place in line.
Now, it's important to note that the iPad that's going on sale this weekend is the Wi-Fi only version, meaning that you can only connect up to the Internet if you're in your home Wi-Fi network or at a hotspot. Later this month, Robin, we're going to see the iPads from AT&T that have that 3G cellular connection. They cost $130 more and start with $15 a month data plans.
Overall, what do you think about this, Becky?
I think it's a big iPod Touch or a big iPhone without the phone aspect.
Right.
But the fact that it is so big gives you some really cool things you can do. So let's talk about photos. I can look at photos and then watch this. I can flip it over and it changes the orientation.
Yeah.
Watch, I'll show you again. You can go boom and it just, all right, here. And then it flips the orientation as we go to that camera. Really
right.
Cool, right? Now, what you'll notice right away that's amazing is the book function. So, you'll see.
It's like reading a book.
It is
truly
because
like
of the color. So I'm going to open up Winnie the Pooh,
mm-hmm.
and you can see the color images. And watch as I turn the page. Do you see the page turning as
right.
I go? Wah. It really feels like a book. Now, of course, you can browse the Internet. You can check out sites like eBay. Or, you know, what's really neat, too, is that you can look at beautiful graphical sites like the National Geographic, and you can pinch and pull and zoom in. That is neat. Now, there are some things that are not quite ready, meaning like video that's in Flash on many of these sites will not be available.
Like that, not being able to pick that up.
Not yet, but they'll come soon as apps are developed. Now, you know, this is an amazing device, and where we're really going to see innovation is gaming. Scrabble, that you can play against each other using iPhones and iPod Touches.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing gaming device, too.
I was trying to pull it back up. I had one, and it was I was driving, so
okay.
I was getting prepared for the Indy 500 being the pace car driver. But yeah, but you were just really had the sensation that you were driving in that. But newspapers, books, it goes on and on and on.
It will be interesting to see how this changes media and changes the way we use our devices.
All right. We have to give these back, don't we?
Yeah.
I can tell by the security guards right there. All right, Becky. Thank you for the first look. And we'll see. So tell us what you think. Go on our shout-out board at abcnews.com. Do we really have to give them back?
Yeah.
All right.